The president has directed the BNI to take up investigations into the collapse of the six-story building which houses the Achimota branch of NELCOM. A deputy information minister, Samuel Okudjetua Blakwa, who made this known to Radio Ghana, said the committee will present its findings to the president for appropriate actions.
The president did say that he will want investigations to be carried out so that we will all come to understand exactly what led this monumental tragedy. The president also indicated that he would want, if it emerges that people have been negligent, the law must take its course. It is following from those observations that he directed the Bureau of National Investigation to commence investigation into the incident. The BNI has swiftly commenced investigation. They interviewed Mr. Ramesh Sadwani, who is the co-managing director of NELCOM, and Accra Metropolitan Assembly's works director, Mr. Victor Mensah. The BNI has questioned them. They are on bail. They will be reported later. The BNI has indicated that key to this investigation will be the owner building, who has still not reported to the BNI as we speak. The engineer and the architect who also worked on the building are also being sought after by the BNI as we speak. So these will be critical people in the ongoing BNI investigation. When the investigations are completed, the BNI will present their findings to the president, and the president will take the steps which will be made public to all Ghanaians. Appreciate the steps that the president is taking in terms of people who have been negligent are dealt with, so that as a deterrent, so that these things do not recur. It's a holistic intervention that the president is just looking at, and he is not going to allow partisan considerations or any other sectarian or, if you like, narrow interest to prevent what has to be done and being done properly.
Mr. Okudjetua also said the state has taken up the medical bills of all those hospitalized at the four hospitals.
Immediately, the president directed that all those who are injured should be taken care of free of charge. The hospitals they are in have been communicated to that the state will bear all the expenses. It is also emerging that it doesn't appear that there is comprehensive insurance for the staff of NELCOM and those who have lost their lives. So government is discussing a package expenses. It is also emerging that it doesn't appear that there is comprehensive insurance for the staff of NELCOM and those who have lost their lives. So government is discussing a package as we speak to compensate. But for now, the effort is really at the state how to ensure that we are able to get to the last person. Who knows, there may be a miracle. We may still be breathing and just need to be rescued out of those rubble.
You heard Deputy Information Minister Samuel Okudjetua Blakwa on the NELCOM shopping mall disaster. Now, more than a dozen people have been officially confirmed dead, with 78 rescued in the NELCOM building disaster. The deputy PRO of the Ghana National Fire Service, Billy Anaglate, who made this known to Radio Ghana's Kingsley Obinchere, said, as of last night, 9 more dead people were said to be still under the debris. He, however, could not say whether there is anyone still alive under the debris.
Actually, we have 9 people reported dead out of this incident.
And how many rescued?
We have 78 people rescued out of this debris. Mm-hmm. And the 9 people officially are pronounced dead. And as at this evening, before I left the place, we have again located 9 other bodies that are still under the debris and that are under a palace, and that because of that they were not able to bring those bodies out. So if you add those that are still under the debris of 9, then we are looking at 18 dead bodies under this incident.
From indications, Is someone still alive in the debris?
For now, we can't tell whether there is somebody still alive under this debris, because for all the assessment that we have done, we will not be able to determine or have any indication as to whether there is any life under this debris. But we have continued to sustain our rescue operations to ensure and to find out if really there might be any life body under this debris.
We heard Billy Anaglache, Deputy PRO of the Ghana National Fire Service. Now, still on the Melcom disaster, a rescue team from Israel is in the country to support local teams in a rescue effort to retrieve victims from the Achimota Melcom disaster. The 18-member rescuers with a sniffer dog will be in the country till the last victim is recovered from the rubble of the collapsed building. They will also help to identify the cause of the disaster. Georgette Cole has the rest of the story.
36 hours after the Achimota Melcom disaster, 79 people have been rescued. Out of the number, 9 are confirmed dead. More oxygen also is being pumped into the collapsed building to give ventilation to possible survivors. 3 additional entry points have been created to enable easy access into the rubble. President John Mahama visited the site again this afternoon to receive briefing on the situation. He again warned that whoever is responsible for the negligence would face the law for their lives lost. President Mahama noted that a mechanism will be put in place to check the safety and security of other high-rise buildings in the city.
Some drastic action is going to have to be taken because there's an enclave of houses built by the same person that might contain the same structural weaknesses as the one that came down. And so some drastic action has to be taken to save lives and property, and I hope that my countrymen and women will understand when these actions are taken. It is all in the interest of the safety of our citizens. I will ask the investigative authority to continue with their work, but at the back of that investigation is going to be the longer term inspection of all high rise buildings in this country to ensure that they are safe for human habitation.
The Israeli ambassador, Yoel Lamba, said the decision to give assistance to the country is part of their international responsibility towards Ghana. He said Ghana would have offered the same support if they were hit by the same disaster.
Georgette Cole reporting. A clinical psychologist, Notidia, has been speaking about the need to help survivors and families of the victims who lost their lives to properly deal with the emotional and psychological effects of the shopping mall disaster. He said providing the necessary support and care will enable the victims to come to terms with the unfortunate accident. Mr. Notidia was sharing his views last night with Kingsley Obinchere on Behind the News.
Those who have been through such a devastating, shocking event of this magnitude will have some emotional and psychological consequences. First and foremost, anything that threatens your life and brings into that perspective your own mortality is likely to trouble you in so many ways. So the people, the survivors, definitely will have difficulty sleeping and actually returning to normal psychological adjustments. One of the things we do in situations like this is to get them to understand that it is not possible for them to immediately or automatically return to normal. In such mass or multiple victim tragedies like this, which are broadcast on the media, there is this potential for general, you know, feelings of hysteria, panic, anxiety, and despair. Indeed, most people will be wondering how safe they are in their premises and their offices as they go about their daily routine. These are rare occurrences, but when they do happen, their ripple effect is quite high. So we try to manage the general public reaction to this as well. Coming to terms with this reality is also a difficult process.
Can you also set up a trauma management team on site so that immediately, because sometimes some are rescued and you see the way they quickly dash from shock, you don't even know where they are going.
It is important that those conducting the direct immediate response are aware of these things. Very often we even allow some survivors to walk away and go home. They need to be recorded, they need to be registered, and we need to monitor them and have follow-up.
That was a clinical psychologist, Notidia, speaking on the need to provide psychological assistance to victims of the Melcom disaster.